In the last episode of Soap, Real Bert thought his troubles were over when he was beamed back to Earth and called Mary to meet him. Only his troubles weren't over because on the way, Mary saw the alien Bert and got very troubled. Jessica told Chester he was in trouble because she thought he was having an affair. Only Chester said she shouldn't be troubled because he isn't. Eunice, who's having trouble being around Dutch, and Corinne saw Chester with another woman, which troubled them both and might get Chester in a lot of trouble. Billy and his teacher are having trouble being alone. When on their date, they saw Eunice and another man. Chester, with a woman, saw them and left before they saw him, and he got into trouble. And Corinne and Tim won't be having trouble anymore, because Tim has left. Troubled? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Jessica, is this party really necessary?
Chester, of course it is, darling. Dutch has joined our family. This party is for him.
Couldn't we just send him a card? Why do we always have to invite the Campbells? Don't we know anyone else?
Well, we don't always invite the Campbells. Sometimes we don't invite anyone at all. Of course, on those occasions, we don't have a party. Which is probably why no one ever shows up.
You sure I look all right?
Oh, you look wonderful, darling, really.
Yeah, they're gonna hate me.
Oh, they're not gonna hate you.
Whose is that?
What?
That's my tie. You stole my tie. Jess, he stole my tie.
Daddy, I lent him one of your ties.
That is my favorite tie.
Well, darling, you said that this was your favorite tie.
They're both my favorite.
Here, you can take it back. It don't go with his pants anyway.
Oh, wonderful. In the body of a gorilla lives Pierre Cardin. Eunice, I don't believe it. All those lessons, ballet, piano, elocution, charm school, and for what?
Oh, Daddy.
The braces, the fat farm, the hump, the nose job.
Daddy, come on.
You're a very attractive woman, Eunice.
Well, thank you.
But it wasn't cheap.
Oh, they're here. They're here. Chester, look glad. Hello, darling.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Chester.
Mary.
Hello.
Chester, stockbroker, charged with embezzlement, murdered my son. Good to see you, Chet.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, are you the hot one? The little man?
This is Millie. This is my sister, Jessica.
Hello.
And that's her husband, Chester.
How do you do?
This is a palace. I'm in a regular damn palace. Are we in England?
Come on, Millie.
Well, I see Einstein found Madame Curie.
I'm so glad I decided to throw this party. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any food when you got here. Hors d'oeuvres, Mary?
Oh, Jess, I'm so confused.
No, it's simple. If they're pink, they're salmon. If they're black, they're caviar.
No, I mean about Bert.
What do you mean?
He is trying to drive me crazy. But I can't figure out why. At first, I thought it was for my money. But then I realized I have no money.
Then it's not for your money.
I swear, Jess, he's doing what they do in those Hitchcock movies. He's trying to make me think I'm crazy.
Oh, I hate Hitchcock. I saw Psycho, and I haven't been able to take a shower since.
Why do you think he's doing it, Jess?
For the money. They all do it for the money.
There's no money.
Oh, of course there is. Horror movies have grossed over $400 million this summer. See, I read that in Time. They all do it for the money, Mary, and Hitchcock is no different.
Are you the hot one?
Hi, doll. You want to get naked?
Where is Chuck?
Jill, what do you got in mind?
Excuse me, but I think I see someone I know.
Yeah. Knock yourself out. Hey, Chuck, did you find it yet?
No.
Well, great. How am I going to see without one contact lens?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Use a glass, you idiot.
Oh.
Oh, that's much better.
Thanks.
Hi. Hi. You seem to be sitting there so quiet. Is something the matter?
See, my husband was a priest, and he left the church for me, which made him so guilty that he went to live in a cave. But then our son was born possessed, and he came back to perform the exorcism. And when it was over, I thought it would change things. But no, he wouldn't go near me. He wouldn't touch me. And the other day, he left me. I'm Corinne.
Millie, nice meeting you.
Here's me. Chet, which one's the hot one?
Beg your pardon?
Come on, which one of these tootsies here's the hot one?
How dare you!
Men, your leave is canceled. Back to the barracks. Fifi? Fifi, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry, but...
Fifi, I told you it had to end, that it was only a wartime thing. You have a husband at the front. I have a wife back home. It was short, it was beautiful, and I shall treasure the moments always. But it's over, Fifi. Remember me as I will remember you, and let us say farewell. You will live in my heart forever. And you'd better see a doctor. You gave me some funny foreign thing.
Danny!
Yeah, Millie?
Danny, remember when you said you had to think about marrying me?
I haven't had a chance yet, Mill.
Well, don't think about it, Danny.
No, I have to, Millie.
No, I don't want to marry you.
You don't?
No.
Oh, gee, Mill.
I'm sorry, Danny. Really, I am. I like you, and you're terrific, and you have one hell of a body, but your entire family is crazy. And in just a matter of time, you're going to be crazy, too. And once you're crazy, I'll probably go crazy. And I don't want to go crazy. They finally found the right color for my hair. So, Danny, I don't want to go crazy.
But you saved my life.
Oh, it's all right. Anytime.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, I'll probably become a manicurist. I've got a flair for it. Well, goodbye, Danny, and thank you.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, Ma. Ma, do you think our family's crazy?
Crazy? Crazy?
And Jesse.
Yes, what?
Do you think our family's crazy?
Hit the dirt, everybody! It's a grenade!
Major, look what you've done.
The gas main they were working down the street, it blew up.
Thank goodness. I thought it was the pineapple. Danny, what was your question?
Never mind.
Come on in. So.
So?
This is where I live. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Thanks.
You've done some nice things with it.
Thanks. Hungry?
No. You?
No. Why don't we sit down?
Sure.
So.
Have you lived here long?
No, just since my divorce.
Could I take a shower?
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just... Look at this. I've been here 5 minutes and your place looks like the Poseidon Adventure.
Come on, Billy, relax.
I'm relaxed. I'm just tense.
What's wrong?
You see, I've never been with a divorced woman before. It feels very strange. I mean, if this were a school night, I'd be home 2 hours ago.
Billy, I didn't invite you up here to seduce you.
You didn't?
Whatever happens in our relationship happens. And if something does happen, it'll be a natural and easy thing to deal with. So let's just take it one step at a time, okay?
Are you expecting company?
No. Excuse me. Charlie.
Hi there.
Charlie, get out.
I'm not even in.
Go away.
Hey, this is cute. Place looks nice.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd drop by. Hi, kid. I didn't realize you tutored on Saturday nights.
She's not exactly
Charlie, we're a little busy.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Charlie, this is Bill Tate. Bill, this is Charlie Walker.
Your brother?
Her husband.
Ex-husband.
So what's the kid doing here? Delivering pizza? Collecting for a paper route? What?
Leslie and I are spending an evening together.
You're kidding. This is a joke, no?
No, it's no joke.
Oh, terrific. And I was too immature for you. That's great. I walk in here expecting to find David Niven mixing martinis. Instead, it's Sabu. Great. Nice move, Leslie.
Mr. Walker, I don't...
Kid, run along, huh? I've got some business to discuss with Mrs. Walker.
He's not leaving Charlie, you are.
Leslie, please, I'll handle this. I'm not leaving Charlie, you are.
Look, Sonny, either you take a walk or I bounce you down the stairs. Leslie, you look...
I'm only gonna say this once, so you better pay attention. You've been asked to leave, and you've been asked nicely. Leslie has asked you, and now I'm telling you. I'm a fourth-degree black belt in karate and a third-degree master in Tai Chi. So if you choose to stay and make trouble, I'm going to hurt you very, very badly. So what's it gonna be?
Well, I just dropped by to say hello.
And
I said it. God, look at the time. I gotta be going. It was nice seeing you both. Bye.
That was wonderful.
He bought it.
Such calm, cool.
He actually bought it. Usually they just beat the living hell out of me. It finally worked. Boy, is he dumb.
Why did you do that?
Why? Because he's an obnoxious jerk. I wasn't crazy about the way he treated you, or me for that matter. What a creep, a real loser. Why are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Oh, you see, with the tears and the heavy sobbing, I just naturally assumed you were.
Probably wondering what kind of person marries a jerk like that. Well, only some other jerk.
Jerk? You're the greatest thing that ever happened to me. No one can make you look any different.
Billy.
I'm gonna go. You're real upset, and you should be by yourself for a little while. Okay? I'll see you Monday. Pleasant dreams. I'll see you. Could you drive me home?
Hello?
Mary,
Goodbye.
Mary, wait a minute. Mary.
Goodbye, Bert.
Mary, wait a minute. What's going on here? I called you yesterday, asked you to meet me. You told me you're coming. I wait all night, no Mary.
Really?
I slept in the park.
Oh? And who was that grabbing me all night, you double?
Who told you?
Goodbye, Bert.
Mary, wait a minute.
You call me and tell me to see you, and then when I see you, you tell me I never spoke to you.
Yeah, Mary.
And now you call me again and ask me why I didn't come when you already told me you didn't tell me to.
I also told you, if you remember, not to talk to me if you saw me until you saw me.
Listen, Bert, if you're trying to drive me crazy, it's worked, okay? I'm crazy. I don't know why you're doing this, but it worked. I am properly and certifiably bananas. It's nice talking to you. While you're at Klein's, would you pick up some Gleam? We're almost out.
Mary, please listen to me. Listen to me, Mary. If you love me, please just listen to me.
Okay, what?
Don't listen to me.
Goodbye, Bert.
Mary, no, listen. Mary, please, look, Mary, just have faith that what I say is true. Just don't listen to me. When you get here, you can listen to me. Mary, please, what do you got to lose?
Bert, just come home, okay?
Mary, I can't come home. Now, please come to me.
Bert.
And remember now, if you see me along the way, don't you talk to me.
If I see you along the way, Bert, I'll probably kill you.
Hey, Mary.
What?
I love you.
Why don't you carry a shotgun?
It was a bee, Corinne.
What's he gonna do, drill through the netting?
Could happen. Once on a movie of the week, they ate through the roof of a Volkswagen. Hi.
Hi. Jody, you've gotta relax a little.
I know what you mean.
Don't worry, you'll calm down.
Well, I've taken a leave of absence from work till I can find a nanny, but so far I haven't been able to find anyone I like.
What are you looking for?
Mary Poppins.
Listen, Jody, God was very smart when he made babies. First, he gave them a foolproof means of communication, screaming. Second, he didn't make them out of glass. And third, and most important, he invented apple juice. Once you relax, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess I've been alone too much. I'm feeling so much better just talking to you.
Jody, you've got to get out more.
What, and leave Wendy?
Listen, I've got a proposition to make. I need a place where I can go and be alone sometimes. At home, I've got no privacy. I mean, before Tim left, he was always in the room praying. And it was really hard to polish my toenails during high mass. Now that he's gone, everybody's always coming in and trying to cheer me up. So how about if sometimes I come over to your place and take care of both babies and get a little privacy while you go out and get a little bit of life?
You got yourself a deal, Corinne. And listen, it works both ways. I mean, since you're a single lady now, feel free to leave little Timmy with me when you want to go out and, you know.
You mean it?
Absolutely, anytime.
Oh, great. See you Tuesday.
Hello.
Come in, X-23. Come in. Prepare to be beamed back.
I'm not coming back.
Please, X-23, you are to come back immediately.
What, are you crazy with what I got going on down here? Forget about it.
X-23, you are in violation of our bylaws.
I don't care. I'm staying. Come on, what, are you crazy? Listen, I haven't had so much fun in my entire life, and I'm 16,000 years old. You know what they got down here? They got unlimited whoopee. So, I mean, they may not live forever, but when they live, they're really living. So I ain't coming back. And don't try to beam me back, because I'm jamming my beamer.
I can't say I blame him.
All because of this sex business of yours.
If I remember correctly, it was Voited.
Then we must beam up the real Bert.
Why?
Sal, we got a lot of our people down there. If your people discover two Berts, they are going to get suspicious. Start beaming procedure.
Mayor, come on, Mary, come on. It's just a few blocks.
May I have a chocolate soda, please? You know, it's 400 calories, but what the hell do you mean? You gotta live a little bit here. You know what I mean? Mayor, come on, Mayor. Mayor, it's you. You're here. You're here, thank God.
Bert, what in the world are you doing?
You won't believe this.
I'm sure I won't.
Sit down.
You call me. You tell me to meet you. Then you tell me if on the way to meet you I should see you in the house, I should ignore you.
Right.
Because that isn't you.
Exactly, that's him.
Who?
My double.
Your double?
The little silver guy who looks just like me. Thank you.
Bert, you remember Dr. Medlow? He helped you when you were invisible. You remember when you were invisible?
Mary, no, Mary, please. This is different here. This is real. These are real space people.
You remember you used to snap your fingers and think no one could see you?
Mary, please, I'm telling you, they beam me up to their spaceship. Mary, I'm telling you, they beam me up to their spaceship. They can do that. Then they set my double back down here, man. They zap me just like that.
Oh, my God. Bert. Oh, Bert, I'm sorry. You can make yourself invisible. Hi.
It's incredible. He was up, and then when
I can't otherwise it with you people!
Sorry, Bert.
Come on, fellas, have a heart!
They got no hearts, Bert. It's all wires. You're pleading with a microwave oven here.
We tried to beam back your duplicate, but he will not come. And we cannot have two of you there.
What do you mean he won't come back?
He took one look at your wife and jammed his beamer, if you get my drift.
We are sorry, Bert.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to this guy. I'll get him to come back. Just let me talk to him, please.
No. You will never get him to agree.
Come on. Listen, let me try, all right?
Give him a chance, for God's sake. If he can't do it, you'll beam him back.
Let me talk to him. Just let me talk to him.
All right, but you have only one chance. If you cannot get him to return, you'll be beamed back here forever.
Good. It's all right. Let's go.
Good luck, Bert. Good luck.
Remember, you have just one chance.
Fine. Oh, so I will.
What?
What will happen now that Alien Bert refuses to return to the spaceship and Real Bert has only one chance to talk him into going back? Can they both stay with Mary? Is there enough drawer space? Now that Dutch is living with the Tates, will his eating habits improve? Or will the carpets need extra shampooing? Now that Mary thinks Bert is purposely trying to drive her crazy, what will she do? What will happen with Billy and his teacher? Will it happen before they're too old to enjoy it? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.